goes by many names. The Quarantine 15, Pandemic Pounds, time in isolation, and less opportunities for exercise have expanded area waistlines. Audra Wilson is a clinical dietitian at Delmore Hospital in Geneva. She says some of this can be attributed to eating more.
People tend to use food to cope a little bit. Food can kind of make us feel better when we're feeling down, especially carbohydrates. And those are foods that we can eat quite a few of.
This is particularly true for people who may have gotten their meals from elsewhere.
Some people aren't cooks, haven't had experience with that in the past, and are now not having that option at work to have maybe lunch in a cafeteria. And having more time at home around the kitchen results in more snacking.
The pandemic has also limited certain activities, which Wilson says can hit some groups particularly hard.
People that don't have family and friends in the area, people that relied on group activities for their social calendar to be full, find themselves at home and not able to take advantage of those same opportunities.
Exercise, at least initially, wasn't too much of a problem when temperatures rose in March. Kayla Heimerman is the healthy living coordinator at the Kishwaukee YMCA.
So all of a sudden, nature was our playground. We could go out for walks. We could go out for runs, bike rides. Those were all deemed very safe activities to do, especially because they were outside.
And while that helped with some exercise, the shutdown of gyms and fitness centers took other opportunities away. Heimerman says this was especially true with her organization.
I think there was a little bit of a mourning period because it was like, okay, well, I can't go to the Y now. Now what do I do? How do I get my classes? I don't have a treadmill at home. What am I supposed to do?
When the Y was shut down, Heimerman says virtual classes helped those who were looking for routines and guided instruction. Nevertheless, she says it was also important to adapt routines to a home environment.
You don't have a box to step on like we do at the gym. Use your bottom two steps of your stairwell, or we can do this with the edge of your couch instead of a bench, or whatever. You know, I tried to adapt it so that it was accessible and not intimidating and easy to fit into the day.
At the end of June, the Kishwaukee YMCA slowly reopened its different facilities as state guidelines were relaxed. There had already been outdoor group exercise, but Heimerman says the pool proved very popular.
That has been one big thing. As soon as we opened reservations for lap swimming, those got gobbled up really quickly.
The lap pool only is 8 lanes available at a time, which makes things even tighter. She says the wellness center also saw an uptick in visitors, even though it didn't reach the same kind of capacity.
A lot of our regular weightlifters come back to use our free weight area. A lot of our older clientele are really glad to be back to have our strength machines in the back of the Y.
As fitness facilities reopen, people will have increasing opportunities for guided or specialized exercise. But Wilson, the dietitian, says exercise is only part of what it takes to lose weight. Controlling what you eat is also important, and she says that requires adjusting your habits.
Regular intervals between meals, having that breakfast when you wake up, and then eating something hopefully containing at least a little bit of protein every 4 to 5 hours after that.
The key with both food and exercise, she says, is consistency.
Think of a time that's going to be more convenient for you. If you're coming alive at like 7, 8 at night, do your exercise at that time. The best time is when you'll do it. So similarly with your diet, you want to make changes that you can maintain long term. And even if it's just not getting a second plate.
Finally, Wilson says even though the goal of many people will be to work off the weight they've gained during the pandemic as quickly as they can, it won't be an immediate process.
Our average weight loss with diet and exercise is around 0.5 pound to 2 pounds a week, and you time that out, it's going to be quite a few months before that weight loss goal is hit.
And with more fitness and dining opportunities reopening in Phase 4, there should be plenty of options to help facilitate that process. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.